to Move Forth with Grace. I'm so glad you're here to immerse yourself into God's Word and to open your heart to His lessons today so that the wisdom of God can move through you and into the lives of those around you and continue in generations to come. Welcome, welcome. Today's podcast is brought to you by Never Bands. These are medical freedom bracelets I created for adults and children. I teamed with a medical ID jewelry company in Texas so that you can equip yourself and your family against the unethical enforcement of the experimental COVID-19 injection and any other injections that might be coming our way, no matter what situation you find yourselves in. By wearing these, we can band together to preserve medical freedom and give specific instructions about what to do with us in regards to injections. For more information and to get yours today, find them at www.neverbands.shop. It is also brought to you by the Move Forth brand. On my website, you can find tips on freedom, health, grace, homeschooling, and ways that I might be helpful to you and your family. My website is www.move-forth.com. I'm reading from the Founders Bible. It is a New American Standard Bible that does include historical documents from the Founders era. Truly is an incredible Bible, and you can find one at www.foundersbible.com. Today is day 23 in our 30-day series on faith over fear. Today we will be in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And that is our reading today. This is in the part where Paul is describing himself. And to the Corinthians. And just before then, he says that our weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. So this every thought captive to Christ has been so very helpful to me, especially in the last 2 years. Ever since coming back to Christ, things have been a little crazy, just keeping it real. The spiritual warfare is very, very real, and it usually happens within our mind. And there have been a couple of times where I definitely have felt the enemy trying to steer me away, to break my confidence, to just really create things within my mind that really could bring me down. And so this helped me so much to come back to the scripture, and maybe it also helps you as well, and or could be helpful to you moving forward from now. But just simply saying every thought captive, Lord, was what helped me to stay focused on Him. And we were created to focus on God specifically. We were created to focus on one thing, and that is supposed to be God, our creator. But we live in a fallen, broken world, friends. So it is very easy for us to focus on the negative or the fearful or the stressful or the challenging or the scary, or the future, the uncertain, right? It's very, very easy for our minds to focus on those things. And when that happens, it is on us to choose to take every thought captive and compare it to God's word. So I truly cannot tell you how much this helped me in my own life. And it is something that I continue to wield when I need to, right? I use that weapon of warfare, every thought captive, because thoughts are not who we are, right? And they can take us on rides that are absolutely absolutely crazy, right? And we have to laugh about it. You know, we can laugh about it now. Maybe you're in a place where you can laugh about some thoughts that you've had. You know what? If you're not in that place yet, I can assure you that if you continue to replace thoughts with scripture, especially this one, taking every thought captive to Christ, I can assure you that one day you will laugh at the thoughts that have gone through your mind, because you can understand that that is where the enemy tries to control, and that is the battleground that he is after. So knowing this, it's like, okay, you know, let me take that one to you, Jesus. Surely, that is not of you. It's not of God, and it just needs to go, right? It's so helpful. Oh my goodness. It is so very helpful. Let's go ahead and pray. Dear Lord, thank you for giving us the weapons that we need in this fallen, broken world, that of the things that we don't see, Lord, you give us everything, and you equip us with everything that we could possibly need against the enemy and his attacks on us as followers of you, Jesus. There are days where our mind is filled with thoughts that are only focused on negative and worrisome and fearful things and stressful things and the challenges that we face, Lord. And we just pray that we can remember this weapon, that when we take every thought captive to you, when we are able to understand that these are just sentences moving through our mind that can be manipulated by the enemy at times, not all the time, at times when our guard is down, Lord. And that happens. That is going to happen throughout our lives. And we just pray that we can remember these words, this truth from Paul, so that we can apply it immediately and that we can return to clarity and peace within our minds and within our hearts. Lord, thank you so very much for loving us as much as you do and having the confidence in us to choose to focus on you and your love and your forgiveness and your salvation. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, that concludes our episode for today. Thank you so much for being here. And I truly hope that this truth of taking every thought captive to Christ can help you along your journey. I look forward to being with you in the next episode. Take care.